Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, this is Tim Stafford with the Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and we are so excited to have you as a part of our first episode of the 2015. So let me be the probably very last person to say to you, Happy New Year. I mean, I'm sure that you've heard that plenty by now, but this is our very first show of 2015, and we are really excited to be here, and we're taking on a really great subject tonight. But before we get into that, and before we start talking to Stevie about so many different things, I just want you to know that we welcome your calls in tonight. If we are, if you can be anywhere in the country, in fact, tonight I am in Central Florida and Stevie is in Arizona. So if you're anywhere between Central Florida and Arizona or anywhere in between, you can call us at 323-417-6724, 323-417-6724. We'd love to hear from you. Tonight we're going to be talking about, are you looking at the question, are you ever too old to take advice? And we're going to be talking about that. But we could not possibly start off our very first show of 2015 on the 20th of January, and at least not for a minute, Stevie, talk about football. What an incredible football weekend we just had, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't know if you were rooting for Green Bay, which a lot of people were. So, I mean, you know, I thought Green Bay was going to pull it out also, but I kind of felt that Coach Pete Carroll with Seattle, I've been behind him for a while. You know, that kind of goes back, if people follow my life, with Pete Carroll at New York Jets. He was my head coach when I got released, waived actually to come back to the Cardinals. And Coach Carroll, he's been through a lot. I'm glad that he's been so successful, come from USC. So, but Green Bay played a great game, a good game, a great game, actually. It just didn't pull it out. But it's been quite some past weekend with football. You're absolutely right. Now, who's your team, Dr. Stafford?
Well, you know, my wife and I are big-time Denver Broncos fans, and so – unfortunately, we had our funeral and eulogy a couple weeks ago, but you know, it was just not our year. But we were pulling for the Green Bay Packers, but we really do. I have to hand it to Seattle. They are scrappy, and they really got the job done. And they were the epitome of the idea that a team wins a football game. And those guys did a great job, and I'm glad that they're going. But you know, we were rooting for Green Bay. I'll admit it. But it was a great game.
It was. You know, I was telling them, Green Bay fans, please don't get mad at me when I say this, but his friend was talking about, Green Bay's going to win it, and her son or daughter has a jersey on with Green Bay and whatnot, and they're going to win. And Green Bay was winning right for the first half, and I was like, you know, I said, don't count on Green Bay pulling this out. You cannot count out that Seattle will come through and win. And Seattle came through and won the game. You know, that was just playing four quarters. That's called not giving up. And I think Green Bay didn't give up. It was just the table just didn't fall right for him. It just didn't work out. So,
right.
But
that's right. And you know, what amazes me about that is something that you and I have talked about on this show a lot is that, you know, don't give up just because the chips are down. I mean, it's pretty rare to see somebody win a football game when they've thrown four turnovers and they botched an onside kick. I mean, everything went wrong for them. Everything. But mm-hmm. they just scrapped it out. I mean, they just decided that they were going to win this thing one way or the other. And I think a lot of times if we can kind of have that attitude about life, we'll rise above it. I mean, you know, the real heroes are the ones that figure out how to rise above the adversities and move forward. So I was glad for Seattle, that's for sure.
So So you who are you rooting for now for the Super Bowl? Who are you rooting for?
Oh, I'm definitely rooting for Seattle. I'm not a big Patriots fan, so I'm definitely rooting for Seattle. Yeah. I appreciate Brady and I appreciate Belichick and you know I just do, but I'm just not a big, you know, I'm from the West Coast, Stevie. I was born and raised in California, and so Seattle is not California, but I mean it's at least on my coast, so I have to kind of root for Seattle.
Yeah, I understand that. Yes, I'm rooting for Seattle too. Like I said, Coast Carroll. So I am doing that also.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah. How's your New Year's going?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
How's your New Year's? Is it going okay?
Oh, it's going great. 2015 is looking up. We're moving in a lot of directions. Got a lot of things on the horizon. I know you are too. You're in Arizona,
right.
So. You're in three time zones over, so that's you're busy fighting jet lag and everything else. But I know that you've got a lot of things moving forward. So I think 2015 is going to be a good year. I think it's going to be a year of change. That's what I think. I think it's going to be a year of change in a lot of ways for me and my family. And I think that's good. I always welcome change.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's hard. It's never easy to change, but I'm always welcome. I always welcome it.
And that brings us to our topic today about change, right? In a sense, I mean,
yeah, that's right.
You know, with the we were talking about advice. Are you ever too old to basically not? You know, are you ever too old not to listen or to take advice? Right.
Right. Right.
So,
yeah,
so,
it's funny. I was just on the phone today with a mentor of mine from grad school, and I was talking to her about giving me some advice about something that I'm trying to pursue. And her advice was so timely, and it was just robust, and I could not have asked for a better set of hints and steps in a path forward. I think a lot of times people don't realize that these mentors that we have, these people that are around us, they can really help us move forward in a way that is much more successful than if we try to do things on our own. So
absolutely.
I don't think you're ever too
absolutely.
Old. I don't think you're ever too old that you should stop taking advice.
Well, the problem is today you have some people of all different ages feel like they don't need advice. They feel like they have it figured out. You know, now it's a difference between a command, say, do this for me, do that, do this. That's different.
Right.
But
right.
At some point, a command could be advice too. What do you think about that? Sometimes it could be an advice that, like, wake up. This is what you need to be doing. Pay attention to this.
Right.
Right. And then you have to, even if it takes you, even if you don't want to take advice or be given advice, kind of listen to what someone is saying. Because a lot of times it's just from up above. You never know who's just telling that person.
Right.
It could just come out of up above, and then all of a sudden, like, you know what? They're absolutely right. I said, how did I forget about that? The same thing today, or yes, you said yesterday, right? Today, yesterday? Yesterday.
Right.
Today, right? You talk to your friend. And
yeah,
she said some things to you. You was like, oh, I totally forgot about that. But you're right. And I didn't see it that way. But you're right.
Right.
And that's how we get ahead in life. That's how you move forward. That's how you make your road so much easier and less bumpy as you travel through the path of life.
Yeah,
I'm going to read
you. I'll tell you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say that I'll tell you one of the things I've learned over the years is it's kind of twofold about people, and that is number one, when you take a position, always try to surround yourself with people who don't necessarily do the same thing that you do, because what happens then is that when you get advice from people, it comes from many different angles. And it's those angles that really help you. It's those angles that really help you to hone in on the nuances of what you're doing. So that's one thing I've always thought through. And the other thing is, you know, whenever I take a job, I try to figure out who the person is that rubs people the most the wrong way. I try to figure that out, and then I try my best to develop a relationship with them. And I'll tell you why, because most of the time, the reason why they rub the person the wrong way is because they're right. And they don't, and what they say, they don't, people don't like it, what they say, but what they're saying is really right. And if you can have a relationship with some of these folks, it doesn't mean that I have to spend, you know, every weekend with them. But if I can have a relationship with them, I can find out that there's some really good advice out there, and sometimes it's good. You know, Stevie, one of the things I think is that the best mentors that I have always make me feel uncomfortable. That's always true.
Right.
Yeah, they always make me feel uncomfortable to some degree because they're always challenging me to think outside of where I sit right now, and that's always uncomfortable. They're always making me think about something different, always pushing me to do something in a different way or think about a different angle. And, you know, our tendency is not to do that. Our tendency is to become sedentary and just do the same old thing that we always do. But you cannot do the same old thing you always do and get what you always got. That's a lie. That doesn't work. And so you have to do new things in order to reinvent yourself and in order to find new pathways to go down. Yeah, it is.
That's so important what you just said. I mean, that's the thing. As long as you're living on this planet and you're breathing, you cannot be afraid to take advice. And I think a lot of people, they get a certain age, they may have not achieved what they want to achieve in life. That doesn't mean that you give up on life and just close the door for any advice from anyone. It could be someone young. Now, granted, you have a lot of youth today. They're so intelligent. They know they're sitting at home and they're on a computer. They know a lot. And when I was growing up, the computer was coming along, but we weren't really like spending time on a computer. But there's things out there today that a young person can learn so much. You can learn so much from a young person. They can tell you things that you may not know because you haven't read it. It's some of the things in the world, God made us this way not to know everything in life. So that's why it's so important. He made us to get along with each other. Now the fools that decide that we're not going to get along with each other, that's your role that you're going to face, you know, when you down the road later in life. Which is not going to be so nice, I'm quite sure. But you have to, God made us to get along with each other. That's why you can't close the door and be so selfish not to take advice.
Right. And I think the other thing is too, is that if you have any kind of experience, I mean, if you have any kind of experience at all, you should not be selfish also not to give advice if you're asked to give it. Now I realize there are a lot of people who their whole life is walking around telling people what to do, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, it doesn't really matter how old you are. I was just, it was funny, I talked to a mentor of mine today, and then at lunch I had one of my coworkers ask me some questions just about, you know, she's new at our job, and she's new at our workplace, and so she was just given, you know, she wanted some advice, you know, how do I become a success here at this place? Well, yeah, I've been at my same desk for about 6 years in this company, and there are a lot of things that I could tell her that, you know, really will help her be successful. You know, it would be very selfish of me not to tell her that. And so, of course, you know, it's my turn to give a little advice. But, you know, I would say, as a rule, I take 3 times more advice than I ever give. I don't give advice as much as I take it, because I feel like when I give advice, it needs to be really good, and it needs to be really well thought through. And then that ratio to how much advice I'm taking from other people and bouncing things off and trying to move forward, it's invaluable to me. And so I think it's important that we balance that in some way. And I probably tend to be overbalanced of taking than giving. But what I'm trying to say is we need to find a balance point in these things, so that I think that's what makes us really effective people, is when we know how to take advice, but we also know how to help others. I really like to help others succeed. And so you have to, I think you have to get a passion for that so that you can become very effective.
It's something you said that I was on a golf course a while ago, and I was out there doing a practice round, and I kind of was moving. I saw these two guys in front of me, and I saw like the course was like really jam packed, and I kept on two guys, and I saw this 10 out front, like way up front. I said, okay, they're beginner golfers, and they learn how to play the game. And I said, you guys, do you mind if I play with you guys for a few holes? And they said, sure, no problem. And they saw somebody walking way back. And I was like, where are you going? I said, I'm going back to the tee off. And I hit the ball and down there, and it was like, man. I said, and they went to their ball. And I said, and the guy got the ball. He missed the ball. So I just showed him a few things. I'd have been so selfish of me not to give those guys advice. First of all, let me join them, number one. Number two, I ended up giving a full lesson for four or five holes at these guys and left. And they were very, very appreciative. They were happy, and it was just good young men. And you're right. You have to take advice, and you have to give it. And I'm sorry for your listeners that I didn't put give it to, but it's true. If you're willing to take advice or listen to advice, take it and listen to it and take it and use it, you're also willing to give it. Just like you said, Dr.
Right.
Stafford, and it's true. And let me give you the definition of advice. It says advice is a guidance or recommendation concerning prudent future actions, typically given by someone regarded as knowledgeable or authoritative. And you just said knowledgeable. So you went to your friend that was actually has been down the road, experienced things and studied things, and you counted her for advice, and she gave it to you, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
That's a lot of times. I said this, I think, a couple of shows ago. It's a reason why there's age brackets of life. There's people with 90, 100, all the way down to 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. Okay. Most people have age brackets of most people that's much older. They probably can't read as fast as you. They probably can't type as fast as you. They probably don't have a good job like you do. But that doesn't mean that you can't take advice from them, because they probably experienced things that actually was negative that put them in a certain situation in life. So they've been on a different road, a different path in your life that you may not need to go to. That's why they're giving you advice, so you don't come down that same road.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's critical that we are open, as long as we're living, as long as you're breathing, as long as you're living in this world, to accept advice. And that's why God has given different people different age brackets. So if you see someone much older than you, you bow down and listen. If I'm talking to an older gentleman, a lady, I go see my aunt. You know, she's 92 years old. Every time she opens her mouth, I am listening. You hear me? I'm listening because I appreciate how she's made it that far in her life.
Right.
See, I'm like saying to myself, 92 years old. Okay. So I'm already, 20 years old right now? No, I'm true. But much older, in my 40s. But I'm saying to myself, that's still a long ways off. And I'm saying, I'm going to disrespect her and not listen to her at that age. You have
right.
to be
that's
the
right.
fool of fools not to listen. I've been that
right.
person that
right.
didn't listen, okay? I've been that person that didn't listen. My mother used to tell me, she said, Stevie, lock your doors. Stevie, don't do that. Stevie, watch this. Stevie, Stevie, Stevie. And I'd be like, watch the crowd you're hearing. Watch this. Watch, you know. I'm like, all right, mama, I'm watching. Okay, all right, whatever. Yeah, okay, whatever. That's what happened to me, whatever. See? I'm paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
No advice. I thought I knew. Oh, I'm the big guy in the football in high school. You know, I'm the big guy in college, in a sense, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. making money, VIP all the time. Okay. Not paying attention. Not paying attention. Nearly lost my life and a chance to do anything in my life twice. 03 and 06. So my eyes and my ears are open all the time now, pretty much all the time, for advice. And that's what we're lacking as society today. You have a lot of people, especially a lot of our elders now, they feel like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to listen. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm not doing that. Well, what you're doing, you still, as long as you hear, your blessings are still being counted for, are uncounted for. You see? So that's why when you're a certain age in life, don't mean that it's over. As long as you're living, you're still being judged.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, yeah, you're still being judged. As long as you're living, you're still being judged. So everything you do need to be positive or giving advice. If you don't want to listen, at least give somebody positive advice.
Right, that's right.
I think a lot of times
people buy into something that I think is a mistake, and that is they buy into this idea of retirement. And retirement to me means at some point I'm going to possibly leave what I'm doing now to pursue something else. You know, like I get to a certain place where maybe I'm not providing for my children like I did or whatever. So I don't have to work the job. Maybe there's a job I don't have to work anymore. I can finally do some of the things that I really want to do. But retirement does not mean that you now are free to do nothing. And I think that's kind of a lot of times what we try to get this idea that, well, you know, I just want to make a lot of money so that I don't have to do anything. Listen, my mom always used to say this, and I'm not sure that it's from the Bible, although it might be, because she's a Christian woman. She's very religious. She's very spiritual. That's the word I'm looking for. Very spiritual person. But she always used to say that when, you know, to whom much is given, much will be required. And for many of those that listen to our show and many of the people that are out there, you have been given so much. You've been given so much ability and so much knowledge and so much wisdom, and you've learned from so many different mistakes, and you've done so much. Look, the requirement for you is that you pass that on. You know, we're not, you know, Stevie Anderson and I aren't doing a radio show because we like to hear ourselves talk. In fact, either one of us probably have something better to do with 60 Minutes if it's not going to mean anything. You know, what we want to do is be able to pass on to people, hey, you know, you could make it, you know, take advice. Don't be too quick to judge others. Let's talk about hate. Let's talk about difficult times. Let's talk about persevering. Let's talk about all these different things, because the problem is that I've been given so much. How do I not give that back? And I think that's the idea is that, you know, some people are super, you know, nerdy, and some people are very athletic, and some people are very musical, and some people have a combination of gifts. You have not been given those things so that you can hoard them and someday stop altogether. You've been given those things so that you can give them back. And I think that's the most important thing, you know, and that's why advice is so important, is that, you know, I'll never forget, Stevie, I'd lost my job. My wife and I lost our job on the same day. This was in 2008. Yeah, 2008. We lost our job on the same day. And so I remember thinking to myself, I gotta figure out what I'm going to do next, because, of course, I only have a short amount of time before I start earning money again. So I went to a guy in my church who very few people like this guy. He's a very salty guy. He's a very salty guy, a dog, you know. But I really like him, and he and I have a pretty good friendship. And I went out to his work, and I sat down, and I told him what happened. And he, without hesitation, gave me some advice that, you know, you lost your job. Sounds to me like you've got a lot of skill. Why don't you just start your own business? And you know, it turned out that along the way, I ended up picking up another job, and I ended up doing that. But I did start my own business back then, and my business is doing well now. I'm getting ready to. I'm really actually thinking about how I'm going to transition eventually into doing it full time. But you know, it was because I was willing to go to just a salty individual that I had a relationship with, who I knew would tell me the thing that I needed to hear, even though it may not have been the thing I wanted to hear. And actually, I was surprised at how generous he was with his time and his advice and his experience. And you know, to this day, he'll come up and shake my hand, and he'll give me a punch in the shoulder and ask me how I'm doing. He truly cares about me and my family. And you know, a lot of people miss those opportunities. They miss opportunities to get to know people and to get advice from really quality people, because you know, you have a little bit of a personality clash or whatever, you know. And that's just no reason to do anything or not do something. I think you have to be careful
Right.
that there's a lot of great people out there. There are a lot of great people who will be in your corner, and they'll be in your corner, and they'll be good for you.
Right. Right. If you open the door, if you open arms,
Right. Right. Right.
yes, right. But you have a lot of people that can be closed-minded, and that's the problem today. You have a lot of people
Oh,
closed-minded. They
absolutely.
feel like, okay, this is what's going on. Okay, I have my job. I have my own home. I have my computer. I have my internet. Okay, of course, computer, internet, of course. But I have all my DirecTV channels or whatever I'm listening to. It could be everything is set the way I want it at my home or at my house. Now, you don't have anything. So why should I listen to you? Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. For now, your engine is running good. Your engine of life is running good. So it seems to you, but you forgot that you have a leak, an oil leak, because you're driving inside the car. But you don't realize your oil leak is leaking while you're driving. You don't see it. Or it could be a busted gas tank underneath. And you don't know that you're traveling and you're riding through the desert. And the next gas station, or the Everglades down in Florida, across, the next gas station is 50 miles away or 60 miles. I'm going to put you in the desert. I'm going to put you back in the woods in the country where I'm from. You're late at night driving. No one's on the road. You're riding through Bienville Parish, where I'm from. Real woods. I'm talking about thick, rattlesnake country. And all of a sudden, your car starts to spurt and it stops. Now, no phone service. In those woods, you hardly get phone service. Or your phone could have died. Now you're there, dark. No one's coming for the next 40 minutes or maybe to the next 2 or 3 hours. You're stranded. Okay? Now, here comes someone's driving down the road. All of a sudden, showed up about 2 hours later in an old beat-up vehicle, truck, barely making it. He knows his vehicle is running because he checks his oil pan, he checks his oil change, and he makes sure everything is right on his vehicle. He pulls up beside you. You can't wait to see this person. Oh, can you help me out? Can you do this for me? Sure, jump in. Oh, let's go. I'll pull your vehicle up to the next road up here, the next turn up here. You get help. That's why in life, you cannot close your doors in life. And it's the same thing. Everything could be fine in your life, but God made us here to. We here. Everyone's going to have problems. That's one thing about people. You feel like everyone's going to have a problem. You're going to run into a situation, a difficult situation. Everyone, as long as you're living. Now, there's people that's filthy rich. They have problems too. You may not see it, but they have problems. Everyone has problems. The people that's poor have problems. But somewhere down in life, God is going to fix it, that you have to settle down and stop to get advice from someone to make that next turn to get the right direction. Or make someone tell you, say, okay, you need to fix this leak. Oh, I didn't even see it. I didn't even notice it. I even had time to notice it. That's just the things that we're going to experience, whether you like it or not, in life. And as long as you're living, You can't not be closed-minded and shut your doors for advice. In Proverbs 12, chapter 15, verse, it says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. I'm going to say it again. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. Now, the listeners, Dr. Stafford is a minister. I'm not a minister, but I know what goes on in life, and I've seen it. So Proverbs 11, chapter 14, verse, it says, where there is no guidance, a people falls. But in an abundance of counselors, they are safety. There is safety. Say it again. Proverbs 11, chapter 14, verse, it says, where there is no guidance, a people falls. But in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. You see today right now in the school system, the kids are just ridiculously crazy, just acting up. When I was going to school, you had this, you had in junior high, you had Coach Stringer. Coach Stringer to me back then was like he was 7 feet tall. And he kept a paddle with him all the time. Now, I know there's a difference between a beating and a paddling, okay? Don't you guys know that. But you can count, the kids. When I was going through an elementary that got in trouble, out that year, maybe three got on the line, okay? We go to high school. We had the same situation. I mean, junior high, you get paddling. You can count the kids. They got in trouble. At Grambling in college, if you were caught not in your room in the morning, at 6 o'clock in the morning, in your dormitory, Coach Robinson would run you so hard that you would never, ever think about not being in your room at 6 o'clock in the morning. Because he's going to come by and get your meal card, and he's going to take it to the cafeteria. That was for you to get up to go to class. Now, you're going to run by 50 stadiums. And one stadium is even like you go down the stadium, go up the stadium and down. That's one. Now you have 49 more. So, guidance, counselors, there is safety. And that's what the world today, Dr. Stafford, is missing. That's why we keep falling and falling and falling and falling into the pit. We're going downhill.
Right.
Because we don't want to have the guidance in the community. That's why the community is falling. We've taken guidance out of school systems everywhere. Everyone do what you want to do. Okay? Yes. There are a lot of people who just like let the rules go. Like, no more rules right now. Just do what you want to do. Well, that's why you see all these problems and crimes consistently every day.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, the problem that we have is that what we've done is we've said, well, everybody can do something, you know, in their own way, and it's right. And, you know, sometimes there is more than one way to do something. Sometimes there is more than one way to get to the same place. But sometimes what we do is wrong. And wrong can never be right. And I think that's where we have to be careful, is that sometimes if something is really wrong to do, then, you know, then no matter how much I do it, and I don't necessarily mean morally wrong, although that's true. I mean, there are things that are just morally wrong to do. What I'm just talking about is just the wrong way to go about things. I mean, you know, I have mentors who will tell me, you know, you can do it that way, but you're never going to get the success that you would get if you did it this other way. Well, then by doing it that way, it's wrong. I mean, it's not that it's wrong in the sense that it's morally wrong, but if I'm not going to get the success, if somebody comes along and says, you're not going to have the success that you want if you do it this way, you're going to do it this other way, and I don't do that, well, then I only have myself to blame. But that's the problem, is that we're so afraid that we're going to offend somebody. And most of the time, you know what? My mentors are offensive. They're not offensive because they mean to be, but they're offensive because they're trying to steer me away from what I'm doing that's not, you know, not quite right. And I think that's what's important. I think people got to get a handle on this, that, not everything that you do is right. And not everything that you do is best. And a lot of times what we do that we do, a lot of times the good is the absolute enemy of what the best is. And so we settle on, oh, it's good enough. I hear a lot of people, I've heard literally a lot of young people, but I hear a lot of old people too say it. Oh, that's good enough. It's good enough. I can get, well, you know what? Settling on good enough means I never did anything great. And it's the people that do things great that really succeed. And being great means that you not only have to learn every, it's not only that you have to know a lot, but that you have to understand the nuances of everything that you're doing. And that comes only with experience. You're not going to get that easily.
You know what you mentioned too, last year was doing a show. You mentioned you said you realize the older you get in life, the more you realize you don't know.
That's right. That is absolutely
Remember
true.
that? You said
Yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah, I believe that. I believe that. The longer I live, the more I realize that I don't know nearly as much as I thought I did. And yeah, I mean, and it's not that I'm losing my mind. It's that I'm actually gaining a perspective that I don't know anything. I mean, I only know what my limited little world has allowed me to know. And what's really funny, Stevie, is the farther you go up in school, most people probably don't realize this, but the farther you go up in school, the more narrow your focus. So, when you first go, when you're going to elementary school, right, you're just learning about everything. I mean, holy cow, you're learning about adding, and you're learning about plants. And you're learning about whales and dolphins and trees, and you're learning about
The whole
colors, and
nine.
I mean just everything. Yeah. Then when you get into middle school, you're starting to learn about earth science and life science, and you're starting to learn about things are becoming more focused, and so now you're not just learning about plants, but you're learning about the different parts of a plant. It's getting smaller. Your world is getting smaller. And then, pretty soon and even though you might be learning about something large, like the universe, which is just huge in its scope, it's still very narrow because you're learning about stars and you're learning about planets and how they go together and how things work and how the moon affects things on Earth. And, it's not just about these are the planets and these are the stars. That's kind of what you're learning when you're in elementary school. In middle school, you're starting to say, hey, you know what? This is the name of all the planets. And you're getting more specific. Then you go to high school and you're starting to learn very specific things. We're learning how to do very specific math, very specific science, learning how to write in a specific way. We're learning how to read in a specific way. And so, but it's still very general. Then you go off to your undergraduate and you're taking a lot of courses that you don't understand why you're taking them. It's like, I want to be an engineer, but I'm taking psychology. I don't understand that. It's because they're trying to expose you to a lot of things while you're trying to kind of figure out what you're going to really focus on. But by the time you're a junior in your undergrad, you're focusing on basically one thing. If you're majoring in business, you're focused on business. If you're majoring in math, you're taking a lot of math. If you're majoring in education, you're taking a lot of teaching courses. You're taking a lot of classroom, a lot of curriculum, a lot of that kind of stuff. Well, then you get your ma so you get your BA and you go out to get the job, and then you start on your master's degree. And your master's degree is going to be very thin. It might be, maybe if you're a teacher, maybe you're going to get a degree in literacy, or maybe you're going to get a degree in reading, a master's degree, or maybe you're going to do it in leadership, or if you're a businessman, maybe you're going to go get an MBA, and then that MBA is going to have to be declared. So maybe you're going to look at marketing, or maybe you're going to look at organizational management or change, organizational change. Then when you go to your PhD, you are literally at the absolute minuscule level. You are studying. I mean, if you think about it, I went to school and I did a lot of different things. I've gotten a lot of different degrees, for the lack of a better term, but I've done a lot of different studies. But when I went to go get my PhD, I had to study a very specific thing. This, And by the time that I got to where I was doing my dissertation, it was so specific. It was like one brick in a huge wall of knowledge. I mean, if you think about knowledge being like Great Wall in China, I was studying literally a pebble that went into the wall. And wow. So the more I got, so what happens is that you realize the older you get and the more you study that I couldn't begin to know everything about anything in my lifetime. I couldn't. It's so vast, and you're so, I mean, you know, you realize that there's so much to know, and there's so much to experience, and the narrower it gets, the worse that gets. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand. You know, they're quick to give you respect for getting through a certain amount of school or whatever, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's okay. But I'm just saying that what they don't really realize is how much we really realize how much we don't know. And so I think it's really, really important. Hey, listen, we have a caller, so I say we get him on.
Okay, let's go ahead.
All right, caller, you're on the air with Stevie Anderson. What's your name?
Hi, guys. It's Leanne Holloway calling. How are you? From Chicago.
Hello, Leanne.
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Leanne from Chicago. Nice and warm
Leanne
in Chicago.
Leanne from Chicago. It's 40 degrees today.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
it's the
good.
Beach weather, right?
Beach weather for sure. Getting the bikini out tomorrow, you guys.
No,
you guys are talking about getting advice, but, you know, I think it's important as a business professional. I also have a master's degree, and it's in psychology. And what I really think that people need, maybe people don't have two amazing parents that I have, but I'm always looking to them necessarily for advice, maybe like street smarts and when you're buying a new home or, you know, sometimes they don't understand what's going on with my career and, you know, you need to find somebody that's at a better level than yourself or a level that you're trying to achieve and maybe learn from them. So I have a woman that I work with who lives in North Carolina and she's a coach for me. And so I talk to her once a week and it's not necessarily that she's giving me advice, but she's getting me back on track to where I want to be and where I see my future to be. So not necessarily, you know, book smarts, but, you know, things that I need today to help me in my career, my personal life, and just to develop to be a better person.
I totally agree. I would say that is the best mentoring there is. I mean, you know, you can learn a lot. There's a lot of book smarts, but street smarts usually come from mentoring. That's what I found. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, I think it's mentoring. Obviously, I seek advice from, you know, parents or peers, maybe at work or my manager or something like that, you know, for something that I'm not doing. Of course, I'm open to any type of advice, you know, and then, of course, if you're starting a business or you're doing something different, something that your friends may or may not agree with, you know, of course, they give you unwanted advice. But I think it's always best to, have a mentor or a coach or someone that is, you know, that you can talk to and confide in that always has your best interest at heart. And then that way they're giving you the advice that you want and you need to, you know, develop as a better person or a better employee or a better manager or whatever it is that you're wanting to accomplish.
Yeah.
I think that's
I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah.
Do you think that's a lack that's a downfall of people today, a generation, what they're not doing? Seeking advice.
Well, what I am seeing in a professional atmosphere is that I'm 40 years old. So I see people, young people that come out of college that are expecting to make, you know, $150,000 is what I make at 40 years old. And I have, you know, 15 years experience or 20 years experience on them. And they're expecting things to be handed down to them. And not necessarily, they're not doing the steps to become a better person or a better employee. They're just wanting those things handed to them. And they're not asking for advice. They're not doing things, in my opinion, that they should be doing to, you know, either help develop the company or help develop themselves moving forward.
Right, right. Yeah, because I was going to ask you a question. I was saying, do you have some people that you work with that's not paying attention of taking advice, is just trying to figure it out themselves and making it rough, their avenue of success is so difficult because they're not doing so like you're doing. You've actually, in a sense, like Dr. Stafford was saying earlier, you've kind of like narrowed it down to pretty much where you need to get in life to achieve to get even farther. You've been real specific with it. and which that's what people today are afraid to do, though. You know, a lot of people are afraid to make that change for advice in a positive way.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, yeah, they don't want to feel like they're, you know, a lot of people, they don't really understand. So my thing that I do is that there are people in the company that are number one, number two. Well, I want to be number one. And so in order for me to get to number one, I interviewed everybody in the company that was above me as far as, hey, what are you doing? What can I learn from? But yes, there are so many people that, I mean, maybe they don't even care that they're at the bottom of the barrel. I mean, obviously, you know, somebody that graduates from medical school, he could be last in the class, but guess what? He's still a doctor. So, but my mentality is that I want to be number one, but so many people just don't really care, and but they make the same amount of money that I do. And yeah, I think that society as a whole is absolutely going to fail later in life by people, you know, just doing the bare minimum to get by and not seeking the advice or mentorship or, you know, people that have been successful and are doing well for themselves.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Dr. Stapp, do you have any other questions for Ms. Leanne?
No, I think she has stated exactly what we all need to hear. I think that's exactly right. And I think those that are out there that are listening, that, you know, if you're wanting to go forward, then you know what, you got to look ahead to see who is it that can help me go forward. I just don't think, you know, as much as we want to believe that we can do it ourselves, it just takes a lot of people, and you've just got to be able to find those mentors who are going to help you move forward. So I applaud you for doing that.
Yeah,
thank you, guys.
Yeah, one question. Hold on one second, Ms. Leanne.
Sure.
What do you think, basically saying, even if there's jealousy along the way, you still have to focus. You still have to keep your focus, because you're saying you're in an atmosphere where you can find probably a lot of jealousy that you're succeeding, that you're going forward. And if you're so knowledgeable, because you're accepting and advice for a positive reason, but you don't lose focus. You haven't lose focus, and that's what we have to do too. It don't matter who's being a fan on the outside, in a sense, not a fan for you, but someone being negative on the outside. You still have to keep your focus like you're doing, but you do find.
Sure, I mean, and of course, you know, as you know, I mean. Many people are jealous. I think maybe more women are jealous, at least in my opinion that I see, than men. But what I found for the company that I work for and currently, everybody helps one another. And it's a different environment from where I came from, because I came from a cutthroat environment where everybody was trying to steal everybody's clients. And now, since I have a territory that's by state, it's amazing because everybody is so helpful and so nice. And it's really, really different. And, of course, I could see, you know, when I'm going to rise to the top to be number one, maybe people will be jealous. But the thing is that I'm there now, and I'm going to share with people what I did to become successful and help them grow their business, because they're really not my competitor. We're peers, essentially, and we want to do really well for the company. And then, in turn, by me doing this, maybe eventually someone will recognize me, and maybe I'll be the president of the company. Who knows? But I always seek out to someone that's higher than myself, because I want to be better than I am today.
That's the key. Mm. That's the key.
That's right.
Well, we really appreciate you calling in and
awesome,
success.
Thank you so much.
Success, what you're doing. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, she broke it down very, very clear to hopefully to a lot of listeners. What she's saying is that, there again, you can't be closed-minded in life to get to reach success. You can't.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. You can't. You have to be. You have to be open to people, open to ideas, open to. You have to be open to things. Doesn't mean that you have that everything. Doesn't mean that you have to be wishy-washy. That's not the same thing. You know, sometimes people say, "Well, you know, if I try to do everything everybody wants me to do, nobody's suggesting you should do that." People are just we're just suggesting that you need to be open to what other people have to say and take what you can take from it and leave behind what you got to leave behind. I mean, sometimes people give me, I love what she said, that people, you know, when you start in your own business, everybody wants to give you advice, even if you didn't ask for it. Well, sometimes, you know what, sometimes people give some bad advice and you just got to think to yourself, well, that's just something I can do. Okay. I mean, then move on.
Right.
But
now, when
be open
that,
to
you,
it.
When you're giving advice, No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't listen. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't be open to it.
Right. Right. Absolutely. You know, Dr. Stafford, I was in, I don't know if I said this before, mentioned this. I was in Michigan. My brother's in Michigan. Of course, playing for Detroit Lions, my baby brother. Blessing. And I was over there hitting balls at the range one day. And I just started learning how to play golf a little bit. I was playing pretty good. And this young boy, he's probably about 12 years of age. And I kept hitting the ball, and I kept hitting the ball to the right. Was doing something wrong. He came over. I looked at him. I said, I saw him hitting the ball straight, right? He's 12 years old. And I'm like, this boy hitting the ball this straight. And I asked him, I said, what are you doing to hit the ball so straight like that? He said, well, your feet are wrong. He said, you need to adjust your feet. At 12 years old, I was 33 years of age. There he is. He's showing me adjusting my feet and where it should be at. Because I was being humble,
mm-hmm.
in a sense, even to him as a young boy. You know, and I'm listening to him. And now, there you go. Boom. Start hitting the ball straight. Just that simple.
Right.
Another deal. When I started playing professional football and I went into working for this agency, a young lady, I went into this meeting and went to the meeting, and I was in there with all these young ladies, a few guys, but mostly young ladies. And there was a program we had to do on a computer that we're being taught how to do it once a person approached us during the show. And I had problems with this computer, and even I had lessons with it. And I had this young lady come over, and I said, what am I doing wrong here? So I would spend time after the show. She would go downstairs, and she would show me the program. But I had to do this. You know, this is different for me running down the field, making an out pattern and catching a football. But I wanted to know what to do to keep up with the team because everyone else was so advanced at it. But I had to do this. I got a little bit from her, she wanted to do it, and I got a little from someone else how to do it. In life, can't be afraid when you make changes in life. First of all, to make changes in life, and when you make that change, to make another change in a positive way, to be humble and listen, take advice. It can be a little thing as the way a female may want to wear her a certain way. Don't be so arrogant and jealous that you want to ask this young lady, how did you do this? How did you curl your hair that way? What are you doing? What type of products are you using? It goes just that simple. You know, and it goes across the line. We can't be afraid to take advice in life for the positive. And that's what we're doing. We're failing as a society. We're failing, wondering what's going on. We're just falling off the cliff. We're going off the cliff tonight. We're going off the cliff tomorrow, this year, because there is no guidance. People fall. Proverbs 11, 14th chapter, where there is no guidance, a people falls. But in the abundance of counselors, there is safety. So
another, you know, it's funny, another version of that is, with a lack of vision, the people perish. Now, that's even stronger.
Yeah, you're breaking up, doctor.
I'm sorry. There's another version of that, which says, with a lack of vision, the people perish. There's the guidance part of it, but there's also the vision part. You can't really have, you know, you might have a vision of what something that you want to be able to do, but it's the guidance that's going to make that vision happen. It's getting people on board that's going to make it happen. It's getting people to understand, you know, what the steps are and what the pitfalls are and all that. That's the reason why you're going to make it, is because you got those people who are doing the guidance. But if you have no vision, you're dead already. you got to have a vision for what you want to see happening in your life. I think a lot of people, Stevie, are just on autopilot. You can't be on autopilot and make an impact. You just are, if you're just on autopilot, you're just surviving. And I think people have to get out of that mode. Are you there?
Yeah, you broke up for a minute. You say it was on autopilot?
Oh, sorry.
A lot of people?
Yeah, I said I think a lot of people are on autopilot, and they got to get off of autopilot because they're not going to be effective. They're not going to make any impact.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. And that's what I love about football is, like, when you're off track and the players see you off track, someone would literally come, and I mentioned this before, someone would butt you in the head with the helmet on, just like, wake up, what are you doing? Wake up, pay attention. And you get back on track.
Right.
Like, okay.
Right.
That was my safety. Those were my counselors' safety at the time. That's my
That's
help.
Right.
Those are people helping me. Like, okay, I got it. Yeah, I'm here. I'm ready. And
right.
That's what we're doing in
that's
life.
Right.
A lot of times, like you say, we don't want to listen. We don't want any advice in life. Well, listen. Again, if you don't take advice, a positive advice in your life, you're only making pitfalls for yourself.
Mm.
Period. My mom used to tell me, and I said it again before we end the show, Stevie, pay attention. Stevie, don't do that. Stevie, watch this. Watch who you hang around. Watch where you go. No. You don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? What? Really? Yeah, whatever. All right. Whatever. Whatever is just exactly what it says. Whatever. Whatever can go in a direction. You know. So you have to pay attention. You know. Don't be closed minded because what you have, what you don't have. You feel like you don't want to listen because you're not achieving certain things, or what you have. You feel like you're successful. You still have to have advice in this life and take advice. You know, and keep your prayers going. Dr. Stafford, I really do appreciate the show. I enjoyed it. And for our listeners, have a fantastic night. And we'll see you hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of the Stevie Anderson Radio Show. Join us next time as we will talk about more things that are pressing on our hearts and minds and make you a better person in everything that you do. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to join us in a couple of weeks when we have another show. You can also go back and listen to any of the old shows and check out what we've done in the past. God bless. See you next time right here on the Stevie Anderson Radio Show on the Block Talk Net Radio Network.